for Shea Brown. Clock not running. After getting out of bounds, Tucker going to be in motion. Move towards the sidelines. Here comes pressure up the middle, and down he goes! Paul Kwapula with the big-time sack. There's the snap. There's the hold. Blocked! Kick is blocked! Huskies will win!
Michigan Tech with an unbelievable win over Northern Michigan on Saturday night. Not that it was unbelievable that they won. It's just how things went and the incredible crowd that we had at Sherman Field. Almost 4,000 people. What is the record again, Wes? Do you have a?
I think it's 46-84.
It was.
I think it was top three all time. Coach Curley and I were talking about that yesterday.
Unbelievable. Coach Curley joins us here. Congratulations again, Coach. Have you had a chance to come down from that game yet?
Well, this one's a little harder to, you know, you try to do the 24-hour rule, guys, and, you know, all that stuff. This one, I'm glad we got a bye week, let's put it that way. I mean, to try to be able to practice and get your thoughts together this week, it would have been a little tough, yep.
How about the game, Coach? We knew it was going to be tough, and we knew they were going to be hungry after we beat them on a field goal in the last play last year, and the game certainly played out like so many have. I mean, ebbs and flows and, you know, momentum changes, and we had all the momentum, and then, you know, they make that drive and just able to make that play at the end.
Well, it was a game of, you know, momentum, if you would. You know, we jumped them early. You know, I thought a key one, if we'd have lost, it would have been, you know, they get the ball on their own 25 with like 2.5, 3 minutes to go in the half and drove it and, you know, threw a bubble screen that we didn't defend real well and pop that for a long touchdown. And, you know, now instead of up two scores getting the football, now you're only up 3 points. And then, you know, we didn't do anything at all, you know, in the third quarter offensively. I think we had three and outs in a two play pick six. And then in the fourth quarter, you know, we took two long drives and, you know, scored on both of those and outscored them 14-3 in the fourth quarter, which ended up being the winning total.
What's the difference? You know, you talked about going three and out three times in that third quarter, and then the fourth quarter we seemed to move the ball almost at will. I mean, we marched it down 75 yards twice to put it in the end zone. What's the difference between the third and the fourth quarter for our offense?
Well, you know, that third quarter, we had third and two three times and didn't get it, or third and three, something like that. You know, we ran an option, and their kid ran our tailback down, which, you know, we should be able to make that play. You know, we missed a short pass, gotten tipped. You know, just, you know, it's one of those things where we didn't execute well, and then once we got behind, then we knew that, you know, we didn't have much choice, and we started. You know, Brandon made a lot of plays in that fourth quarter, and we had two, you know, I thought were great drives.
How about Ian Winkie? He made a lot of catches on the day. First time we've really seen him, you know, step up and be a main target for you in the offense. And I think the catch on that last drive over the middle was about maybe a 20-yard throw that he jumped up for. I mean, I thought that was one of the best catches that I've seen.
Well, that was our offensive play of the game. You know, we pick a play of the game, both sides of the ball each week, and that was it. And, you know, it was a great catch. You know, you can see on the film, they got two kids that are behind him that are going for, you know, that are waiting for the ball because it's, you know, he's not going to catch it and they're going to get the interception, you know, and then he just does a great job of getting it down in there. And of course that got us down to about the 30, and then about what, 4 plays later we punched it in.
Defensively, Coach, you gave up 23 points, yeah. Three touchdowns. You know, it seems like that's about where we've been at all season long, and you gave yourself a chance to win again.
Well, really we only gave up 17.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you know, like we told Cowie, you know, they list you for two touchdown passes, but you threw three, you know, but just one of them happened to go to the guys on the other side. So we, you know, that was his first interception of the year, so he's taking a little bit of ribbon for that one. But defensively, we only gave up 17 points. Excuse me, I think we kept them 100 yards under their average. You know, for the most part, I thought we did a really, really good job. We did give up some big plays. You know, we had a 3rd and 11 and, you know, had a guy run by us for 60-some yards. We had a 3rd and 6 and, you know, they threw a ball up in the air that their kid went and got, and our guys didn't. You know, then the bubble screen went for about 40 yards and a touchdown. So it was about 3 or 4 plays there that we did not defend well. But on the whole, you know, I mean, they only had 62 yards rushing. Anytime you hold somebody 62 yards rushing, you're going to have a pretty good chance to win, I think.
Can you talk a little bit more about David Walter, Coach, and his his ability to find a way to get open, and of course, Cowie's way to find him in the end zone.
Well, you know, the thing with David is he's, you know, when he first got here, you know, I personally would question, you know, was he going to be able to play? Because, you know, his 40 time, he was not, you know, when you put him on a clock, it was not very impressive, to be honest with you. He's worked, you know, with our strength and conditioning people, and he's taken about 3 to 3.5 tenths off his 40 time, which is huge. You know, he's now has the speed to be able to you know, to separate. You know, maybe not from the elite corners in our league, but he has the, you know, ability to separate and get himself open and, you know, and go to get the deep ball and those type of things. He always had great ball skills. But I think his improvement physically, you know, and working with his speed has been, you know, the transformation that's made him from kind of a, you know, if you want to say a bits and parts package guy to all of a sudden, you know, he's become a go-to receiver for us.
What about, can you talk more about that last play or the last drive by Northern? Were you surprised at the, what I thought was a lack of clock management by them?
Well, I don't, you know, I try not to second guess too many of those, Dirk, because yeah. I know there's a lot of them out there that, you know, can coach Michigan Tech on Monday morning, and it's a lot easier to do that. We all know that. You know, I got asked by the, you know, the TV people after about when we called the timeout. We didn't call that timeout. They called it, you know, with 3 seconds to go. So they probably had one earlier that they maybe could have used. You know, I don't know where they felt that they had to get to kick it. You know, that's always the thing that I make sure our kicker before the ball games always tells me, this is, you know, each way, you know, with a wind or not, which way, where he wants the football. You know, do we have to get the ball to the 22-yard line, the 28-yard line, the 33, to give him, you know, a logistic chance. And I don't know exactly where they felt they had to get to.
How about, let's give some credit to, obviously, Josh King. Obviously, he's, in the last two wins, we've won by an extra point. He's made all of his, and obviously he made a field goal in the game, and nice to see us winning games by a PAT margin.
Well, all four of his kicks, is the 3 extra points, which should happen. I mean, that should always happen anyway. And his field goal, you know, they weren't a foot off the middle of that, the end zone. And they were dead center, every one of them. And he's, you know, he's getting more comfortable, you know, and then we use the 2 kickers. So we've allowed Josh just to concentrate on the extra points and field goals. And then we've got, you know, with having Gornick, you know, handle all the deep kicks on the kickoffs.
Coach, what will the team do this week as you have the bye week on Saturday?
Well, there's no football Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, we've got the career fair here, which is huge on this campus, as we all know. It's right getting close to that, you know, first group of tests, that usually week 5, 6, that we get a lot of kids with a lot of tests. So there's no football. We cleaned up yesterday, Monday. We cleaned up everything from Northern and hopefully, you know, got rid of it. Like I said, we've got to get rid of that hangover as we get into it. But we won't go any football Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll practice Thursday and Friday, and that'll be a lot of fundamental stuff. We're going to let our young people scrimmage on Thursday, and then we'll give them Saturday, Sunday off, and then we'll practice, which we normally don't do on Monday. So we'll have an extra practice for Northwood coming in here in a week for homecoming.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations. Coach Curley and his football Huskies are 4-0 on the season. They get a week off before they remain at home for Northwood and homecoming at Sherman Field. Make sure you get your tickets all set for that. Let's get another huge crowd at Sherman Field 1 week from Saturday. Coach, congratulations again. Enjoy the weekend off as you best you can, I guess, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, Dirk. I was planning to take a trip to the Bahamas for 8 days, you know. So,
okay.
You guys have a good day.
All right, Coach Curley here on Mix 93. We'll be back with more right after this.